Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Right. Welcome to episode 141. I'm excited for this episode because it came from feedback on an episode I did two episodes ago titled Step Up, where I basically said that you need to trust your heart more, you know, that thing that makes you you, that keeps you honest, that tells you the difference between what you want and what you need. So I did that episode and I love doing it and got a ton of great feedback on it. You all seem to love it. So thank you for supporting me there. It means a lot. But one of the questions I kept getting was, you know, Case, how do you know what you need versus what you want in life? Like, that's a tough question. And I agree. I think it's a really tough question. It's a tough thing to know what you want versus what you need. And because of that, like I said in that episode, we do a lot of super self-destructive things. We get in relationships that aren't right for us. We take jobs that are soul-sucking. We don't grow. Our lives get messy and noisy and stagnant. And it's just like, meh. So, you know, you have that. And then you have this question of, what do I do right now if I don't understand the answer of what I need versus what I want? What do I do right now if my life feels like a mess? If I'm constantly doing things, I'm meeting people, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, but nothing feels right. Nothing feels like it's right or wrong. Nothing feels good or bad. It's just kind of in between. You just don't know. So I was thinking about that, and I was thinking that, you know, if you're feeling that right now, and I think that's a very relatable feeling, I've got a piece of advice for you that's worked really, really well in my life. It's really helped me slow down and start to understand just what the heck I'm doing. You know, why am I doing what I'm doing? What should I stop doing? Who should I stop dating? Who should I start dating? What kind of job should I really be pursuing? Those kinds of things, like big, juicy life things. And the answer to that question, this piece of advice is, I think you need to start to let go. You need to drop a couple more thank you nexts in your life. You need to move on. You need to simplify. Simplify it. And I joke all the time in the podcast that, like, I'm Case, I'm dude bro guy, I'm like incapable of being super deep, or that, you know, I like to keep things simple. And I don't just say that for the sake of making these episodes easy to understand and listen to. Like, I literally mean it. I do that because simple is the way that I've trained my mind, my heart, my soul, everything to think as simply as possible, as dumbed down as possible, as clear as possible. Because I think the answers to a lot of our life's big questions and big frustrations, they come to you when you take a step back and you do your best to simplify your life. When you take a step back and you say, hey, you know what? You know, that thing, and that person, it's time for thank you next. And so that's what I want to talk about in this episode. And it's kind of building on an episode I did a while back called By Felicia. But this is different in the sense that I want to talk about the mindset behind letting go of people, jobs, places, mindsets, habits, hobbies, clothing, you name it, everything. I want to talk about why I think saying thank you next is so powerful. Why I think simplifying, why I think letting go, why I think a less is more mentality can be a huge source of clarity in your life. I really think that. And there's a quote from author Paulo Coelho, and I really like it. And it's kind of my personal North Star when it comes to this idea of simplifying your life. The quote is, if you're brave enough to say goodbye, life will reward you with a new hello. I love that. Life will reward you with a new hello. And I like this idea, and it's really guided me in life. It's the reason why I say it all the time, why I'm like overly, almost comically optimistic about everything in my life. It's why it's like, oh, Case, you lost the deal. Eh, it's okay. I'll find another one. Or Case, your flight's delayed. Ah, it's okay. I'll catch a later one. Or Case, sorry to hear that relationship didn't work out. Ah, it's okay. I'm sure something better is coming. Like, that's kind of just how I am. And I've always tended to react to things that happen and unfold in my life in that way. But over the past couple of years, I realized that I don't only have to react to things in that way. I can step forward and make life that way. I can play a more active role in my life, less reacting to things and more taking the bull by the horns kind of things. More, I can remove things, people, mindsets, habits myself. There's no waiting necessary. I don't really have to react to things. I can say thank you next to so many things or people and keep my head up and my eyes open and a smile on my face, knowing that when I do that, when I did that, a new hello is coming my way. And that just makes me excited. So this idea has been really powerful for me. Like, I look at how I used to live, and I think the best word for it was noisy. Like, it was noisy. I was doing a lot of things. I was trying to do even more things, trying to date people, meet people, trying to be creative in a lot of different ways. I would start new businesses, pick up new habits and hobbies. I was always trying to do something, always adding something or someone to my to-do list. Hello. And so, like, my life was busy. It was noisy. And when things are noisy, I've learned that you can't make great decisions. Like, and I definitely wasn't great at simplifying. So things were noisy. It's like, I think the best analogy I can do is, if, you know, if you're driving and you're just bumping some fresh tunes real loud, but you're trying to get somewhere, maybe you've never been, you don't know where it is. So you're driving and you're almost there. And as you get there, you do this thing where you turn the music down so you can drive better. So you can, like, figure out where you're going. Feel that? Like, it makes no sense. Like, you don't need to hear to find where you're going, but we do that. Like, we turn the volume down. Like, our brain wants silence. Our brain wants clarity. It wants less noise so you could figure out where you're driving to. And your brain makes you think that, you know, you can make better decisions when it's less noisy. And that's just an analogy, but I think that's really true in life in general, that when we've got so much going on, when we're filling our lives with people and things and experiences that maybe aren't right for us, then we don't make the best decisions, or we make no decisions at all. And the result is what I've been describing. We feel lost. We feel frustrated. We feel like we don't have direction or clarity. Now I'm saying, you feel me? You're picking up what I'm putting down? Like, you're working your ass off at work. You're doing dinner and drinks with friends. You're working out. You're dating. You're traveling. You're doing all these things. But amidst all that, it's like, am I moving towards something good in my life? Am I growing? Am I challenging myself? Am I doing the right thing? Am I surrounding myself with the right people? Those are the questions you ask yourself. And I think the only way to answer those questions is to take a step back and simplify, at least for a bit. Take a step back and just, like, turn down the music in your life to say thank you next to some of the things that are making noise so you can listen and get clarity. So I think it's time for some thank you next in your life. And I'll tell you how I do this and some examples as well. So here's the headline for the episode. It's that I think it's time to simplify your life so that you can start to understand what matters, what really matters, what doesn't matter. And then you can open up new doors that will give you those things in your life. So I think it's time to let go. Seriously, like, to let go of big things and small things. Literally, like, it's time to let go of going out all the time, or dating apps, or buying things you don't need, or friends who only respond when you reach out, or a habit you have of staying up too late, or time to let go possibly of that person you're dating, or even that job you have, or even the city you live in. Like, it's time for some thank you next. It's time to move on by simplifying. And I'm not advocating, like, letting go of things and people so that you end up with nothing or no one. I'm not advising you to become a Steven Glansberg and isolate yourself, or to stop trying new things or buying cool shit, or to stop dating around. Like, far from it. I'm saying I think you should simplify and say thank you next, because that will actually bring more into your life. It's kind of ironic how this works. I've found that a mindset of when one door closes, another opens to be just so freaking true. And I'd love for you to realize this as well. I want you to realize this faster than you're you're currently living and realizing, because I think this is the key to a full life. And simplifying, ironically, is the way to get there. Less like is really more, in my experience. This is the way to get to a point where you're filling your life with more and more and more experiences and more of the right people. It's the way to get you to move fast, to walk away from people or experiences or jobs or habits that don't serve you, so that then you can go and find ones that do. Like, that's it. I personally think your life should be nice and busy. Absolutely. I think you should be doing great things, always be doing great things. It should be busy, filled with uplifting, kind, soothing, warm people and places and experiences. But I think to get there, you got to start closing some doors first. You got to start slamming some doors shut first. Because right now, if you're like me, or maybe how I used to be, you've got a lot of doors open. And not all those open doors serve you. And at the same time, you're surrounded by a lot of doors that are closed, and they're just begging for you to open them up. Big door analogy guy here, but I think this is true. But like, I get that it's tough to let go of things in life. Like, for real. Like, we're hoarders. We don't want to let go. We don't want to let go of people or experiences or cities or jobs, because we feel safe with them, for sure. We feel safe. And not just that, but a lot of the times I think we feel lucky that the good things we have right now, or at least the things we think are good, that like we got them by being lucky. Like, this is luck. And that because of that, we'll never get lucky again. That lightning doesn't strike twice, like that kind of thinking. You know, we don't want to let go because, oh, we'll never find that job again. We'll never find that person again, or a hobby or a city or a group of friends again. You know, we're hesitant to say thank you next because what we have right now, it's comfortable, it's safe. And because of that, we don't even sometimes take the time to consider if it's good or bad for us. Like, for example, that job you have. Yeah, okay, it's literally killing you. You're working 90 hours a week. You feel horrible. You don't eat. You're stressed as fuck. But okay, but it took a lot to get this job. I'm making good money. I'm finally respected. Or that relationship. Like, you have doubts about it. You don't feel connected. It feels forced. You don't have the same goals or values. But you know what it's like to be alone, and you don't want that again. So. Or like your friend group, like all they do is complain and talk about just like vain bullshit. But you know, what would you do if you didn't have them? You'd have no one to go out. You'd be straight Stephen G eating pudding, you know? And I'm saying, like, that kind of thinking is kind of where we are. It not only makes it tough to make the right decisions for yourself, but it also makes it tough to even question what you're doing in the first place. So you don't. You just kind of keep doing it. You keep those doors open. And no wonder your life feels messy, because you're not letting go of things that you should. So what I'm advocating for here, and what has really worked well for me, is to start saying thank you next to smaller things and smaller habits in your life. And the more you do that, the more clarity you'll get, and sooner rather than later, you'll start being able to apply that same thinking to bigger and more important decisions in your life. Decisions that will then offer you so much clarity and will really make an impact in your life. So what I'm advocating for is start small. Start simplifying your life. Start tuning down the noise. Start saying thank you next to small things, so you can work your way up to big things. Like, here's a list of small things that I've let go of in the past, call it 2 years. For one, buying shit I don't need, like shoes, jeans, clothes. Now I wear the same shoes, Vans. I wear the same jeans, Rag and Bone. I wear the same shirts, Good Life. It's not a sponsored post. Dating apps. I used to be swiping hard, carpal tunnel kind of guy. But now I'm not. I'm still on Farmers Only because yeehaw. Just kidding. But you know, thank you next there. Staying up late. I don't do that anymore. Now it's nighty night at 11. Friends. Yeah, this is a bigger one for sure, but it was super clear to me a while back that some people are just in my life for one reason or another that has nothing to do with who I am and my values. So it was thank you next there. Or like always saying yes to happy hours and slamming 6 gin and tonics at happy hour. No, it's like now no is a great answer to me. Buying books before I finished that one I started. That was always a big problem for me. And so on and so on and so on. See what I'm saying? Small little things. Thank you next to small things, small habits. Say goodbye to the little things. Simplifying the little things in your life, it seriously offers you big clarity. It moves you in that direction. It shows you that the happiness, the excitement, the emotions that you got from those habits and people, you can find that elsewhere. You can find that in better circumstances, in better forms, in better people, behind doors you've never bothered to open. But back to what I was saying, I think the reason that we don't let go, the reason we hoard things, the reason we hang on to habits that we know don't serve us or people who we know aren't right for us is because we're afraid we'll never be able to find the emotions and feelings we associate with those things and people again. We're afraid that we'll never find that comfort or that rush or that excitement or that connection or that like dopamine release. Again, we're scared we'll never find it again. But I'm here to tell you that you can and you will. Like the world is a huge place. There's so much to explore. There's so much room for activities. And you could find some cool shit behind closed doors. And that stuff will be better. It'll be longer lasting. It'll serve you more fully. So for now, I think it's time to simplify your life, your relationships, your habits, to make room for those things and those people in your life. It's time to close a couple doors in order to open ones that are out there waiting for you. So that's all I'm advocating for here. I think we all need to realize that when it comes to making a decision as it relates to a boyfriend or a girlfriend or a job or a city, that when it comes to making a decision as it relates to a relationship that doesn't feel right but is comfortable, when it comes to making a decision as it relates to a job that you worked so hard to get but it's soul-sucking and leaves you exhausted, when it comes to making a decision as it relates to where you live, that comfortable apartment, that predictable Friday, Saturday, Tuesday, when it comes to making those decisions, you can say thank you next and you're not missing out on anything. You don't have to feel guilty or shame or question if you're doing the right thing. You really don't. You can and should simplify your life, say thank you next and feel good about it, feel confident in it. Because I've learned that as tough as it is to let go of people, things, jobs, cities, habits, experiences, there is new magic waiting for you. And that's important. That mindset's important. Because again, we don't let go of things because we don't think we'll ever be able to find those feelings again. But if you're at a point where you have this kind of growing intuition within you that certain things or certain people are no longer serving you, they're no longer growing alongside of you, you're no longer growing alongside of them, well, then they've already served their purpose in your life. They've already provided you with the valuable perspective you needed to learn from them. You know, that job has already taught you what it needed to teach you. That person has already touched you in the positive ways they needed to touch you. That city has given you value perspective. You've been shaped and molded by those things. And you'll always have that. You always have that magic. Their purpose has already served you. And I think if you realize that, then you'll realize that you're free. More free than you think, more free than you ever thought before to say thank you next and move on. And to mean it, to literally mean thank you. Yes, thank you. Thank you for what I've learned, the perspective, the value. I'm blessed. But now it's time to move on and simplify your life. It's time to realign and believe that you will find new things, new feelings, new emotions, new connections behind closed doors. And those will come to serve you in even bigger ways. That's the mindset. Just understanding that letting go simply means that you're honest with yourself about the things and people that no longer grow you. And it doesn't matter how long your past is together or the future you once envisioned for yourself. You need to have this mentality of allowing yourself to let go. And again, letting go isn't always permanent. You might come to realize that that door should remain open. But to know that, you have to open other doors first. Because behind those closed doors are new opportunities, new people, new passions, new habits. And holding on to people and things because you're afraid you'll never feel those emotions again, like that's insane to me. I'm telling you that you will feel those things again, better versions of those things, and they'll be better and more serving and more rewarding for you. Like personally, I've lived this truth so hard. I've lived it hard in my 20s. I quit two jobs that I worked my ass off to get. I had such a hard time getting a job out of college, and I quit two within like 3 years. I ended two very serious relationships that I put a lot of myself into. I made big decisions when it came to my passions and creative outlets and happiness. I ended businesses that I thought would be my million-dollar ideas. I ended business partnerships with people I thought I'd always work with forever. I radically simplified aspects of my life. I said, thank you, Next, in big, big ways. And again, the reason that I was able to make those big decisions to say thank you, Next, to big things, big people in my life was because I learned to do the same to small things. And that's where you get momentum in your life. That's how you learn to say thank you, Next, and feel no guilt, no shame, no doubt about it. Like I mentioned, you know, saying thank you, Next, to dating apps and to staying up late and to shopping so much, to ordering things I don't need. Like, those decisions to simplify opened up new doors like meeting people in more genuine settings, getting up early and finding new hobbies, feeling rested and more energetic, appreciating the things I had, not placing so much weight on what I looked like or owned. Like, those are new doors that I opened by closing old doors. And that's simple. This is simple stuff. This isn't groundbreaking. But just that simple process taught me so much about the power that I personally possess to move on from things and people that no longer help me grow. And doing this made me realize that letting go doesn't mean giving up. It means simplifying. And simplifying leads to strength. I really think this strength that comes from seriously understanding what's right for you, what you need versus what you want. And that's a mature thing to do. It's a mature thing to want. It means you've taken a look at your life and you know, you recognize what's served you, what magic you've been fortunate enough to experience, and what has kind of expired. And letting go is a eyes wide open kind of mindset. It's one that expects great things behind new doors. It understands loss for sure, but it understands gain even more. You know, letting go just means that you're not deleting your past or taking it for granted. It doesn't mean you're throwing away the people and memories and experience from those times. It simply means you're closing those doors that no longer serve you, so that you can make room for new doors that hold new magic, a new perspective, and new people that you need. You know you need this to continue growing. You know you need that perspective, because continuing to open the same doors, to reread the same chapters, it doesn't move you forward. It makes you comfortable. So I'll end it right here by just encouraging you to simplify your life. Start with small things, small habits. Say thank you, Next, and watch what happens. Watch what new opportunities come your way. When you realize the power you have to radically simplify your life in those small ways, you'll realize the same is true when it comes to big decisions about your relationships or your career or just your general happiness. You know, simply put, you'll realize the power of this idea of thank you, Next. So I'll end it right there. I hope you found this valuable. As always, I'd be super, super grateful if you'd share this episode, share it with someone who is intuitive and just moves on from people and things that no longer serve them. You know, tell them you're proud of them for doing that they inspire you to do the same, or send this episode to someone who could use this reminder. Let me know what you're thinking on Instagram at case.kenny. Be sure to hit subscribe for the podcast if you haven't already. I've got some really fun episodes coming up. I've got a guest episode coming up in next week as well, and I don't want you to miss it, so make sure you're hitting subscribe. As always, thank you for all the support. It really does mean a lot. And until next episode, I'm out.